Welcome to our mini-podcast, Boosting Your Practice in Frantic Times, produced for you by the teachers of Brussels Mindfulness. In this series, we talk about our struggles in the current pandemic and share some mindful coping strategies. Perhaps this will help you in your own daily life to find more serenity in the corona crisis. We hope you find some inspiration in these personal stories about mindful practices for everyday life. Today's guest speaker is Berenice Boxler. From German descent and living in Luxembourg, Berenice started a career working as a project manager in tourist and cultural institutions. Her life changed completely, though, after having become a mother. First having difficulties adapting to her new life, despite all her efforts to do it right, she found a new way of approaching these changes by practicing mindfulness and choosing the mindful way of living, not only as a mother and partner, but also more deeply as a person. Today, Berenice is a certified mindfulness teacher specialized in mindful communication and mindfulness for parents and children. Her goal is to bring mindfulness into everyday life, into families and schools, helping the parents and teachers to better cope with anxiety or stress, and being the adults the children need right now.
Some of my core needs are quietness, time for myself, time to recharge, not having to fulfill an expectation, being myself and listening to and following my own rhythm of working, of being, of having pauses, of just caring for myself. And the biggest struggle during the crisis has been and always is this full house of people, everyone being around with all the emotional package, with their own stress level, with constant triggers triggering each other. Difficult experience of having to let go of my own rhythm of doing and being, needing to be there for others constantly. I love being there for others. It's what fulfills me and what gives me purpose and connection, but constantly is depleting. So this having to be there because everyone was around all the time, while also needing self-care and having pauses for pleasure, for reading, for meditation, for just doing nothing. This is the difficulty in my life. And there's also the pressure of always being productive, being a mom, being a good citizen, being a friend, being a daughter and a sister. And there was also another layer added when there was a pause because the family was somewhere else or the children were busy playing, allowing myself breaks. Breaks from creating content, breaks from teaching, from being productive, from doing, because my mind would always tell me, now you get half an hour, just use it. There was no feeling lost in general, but feeling of being under pressure, very much tossed around by the outside. And what helped me most in this time are some concrete tools. First of all, going outside and connecting with nature. And it's not only mindful walking. I used to take my headphones and I still go out just listening to podcasts and calling friends while walking. It's regularly not seeing anyone, just being on my own, meditation. In the quiet hours of the morning, I still get up before everyone else just to have this quiet start of the day. Of course, it is self-care, so getting enough sleep, nutrition, breaks, listening to what my body needs right now. Also, this limited but deliberate connection with others online. Not too much, but just seeing what I might need. Calling trusted people, getting away from the computer regularly. And there are some mindfulness qualities I try to strengthen. This is acceptance. Acceptance of the impermanence. Acceptance of the unpredictability of what is coming next week or tomorrow. acceptance of the discomfort in my body, practicing coming back to my body even if it aches. Then there's gratitude of what I have and what is good and that I'm alive and what my life is like. And also trust in the practice, having made the experience right from the beginning that mindfulness is an anchor, is the stability, brings me this strength to be with everything in the chaos. And some meditations that prove to be very helpful are, for example, a body scan, becoming aware of the stop signals of my body. Meditation of thoughts, noticing my thoughts going crazy and deliberately deciding to come back to what is really here, body, breath, things I can touch, life, connection. And also metta meditation, so loving kindness, self-compassion, being there for me, being in Team Berenice and supporting me as best I can. I am Berenice Boxler and you're listening to Boosting Your Practice in Frantic Times, a podcast brought to you by Brussels Mindfulness.
Brussels Mindfulness is an organization offering mindfulness courses and coaching to individuals and organizations in order to provide mental resources in challenging times. We believe that mindfulness skills can make this world a better place, not only because it helps to improve individual well-being, but also because on a wider level, it leads to wiser choices and more kindness in this world. If you liked this episode of our podcast, please follow us on social media to get updates on new stories. And just spread the word. If you want to learn how to bring mindfulness into your own life or how to deepen your meditation practice, find out more on brusselsmindfulness.be. Have a good and mindful day.